Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Officers were responding to a 911 call from the occupant of a home who said two men were trying to break in and at least one had a gun. When police arrived, they found the men thought to be burglars, dead of gunshot wounds in the front yard of the home on the 100 block of Frolic Avenue. Police Commander Joe Florup.
Currently, investigators believe that the two male suspects attempted to force their way into the home. While doing so, an altercation occurred and shots were exchanged from the occupants of the home and the two male deceased subjects.
The commander said the case remains open and active. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A survey done by MDVIP and Ipsos finds that two out of three people are concerned about their brain health.
But nearly half failed the brain health IQ quiz.
Dr. Andrea Clemes, chief medical officer at MDVIP, says there's a disconnection in education.
I think one of the biggest things is Alzheimer's is not a normal course of aging and that it is fatal, so that there are things you need to do to understand your risk for dementia. And of course, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, cognitive decline, and then work with a physician who can help you navigate those risks and try and keep your brain as healthy as it can be.
The survey has also found that 77% of those questioned have never been coached by their doctor on lifestyle habits that support brain health. Dr. Clemes says diet and exercise and keeping your brain active through activities including puzzles and games can help. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon says the bottom line is what's confirmed in a new study by the group Fight Crime Investing Kids. Helping low-income families through the stress and uncertainty of parenthood can help prevent child abuse and neglect. Maria Medina says visits to her family through the Teen Parent Connection kept her going.
Me being a young age, 19, it is very difficult to try and put myself in my son's shoes at times. So they have definitely helped me learn more about him as he continues to grow.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says more money must be devoted to such programs, and he knows it's a big ask in the middle of a pandemic and tight budgets.
We're not naive. We're very aware of the funding issues. But if we don't speak up, if we aren't advocating like this right now, we can bank on it that we will be forgotten. We can absolutely bank on that.
So they are making the appeal. Craig Dullamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The St. Charles City Council voted unanimously to approve a $5 million incentive that will bring McGrath Honda to a 12-acre portion of the former Pheasant Run Resort. The Daily Herald reports the council also approved dividing the 46-acre property into three parcels for development. The incentive is paid out over 15 years, and a big chunk of the money goes toward utility improvements. There's no word on what may land on the other two parcels. Cisco Coto, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Commerce Commission is extending the suspension of utility disconnections for eligible low-income customers through the winter of next year. The moratorium also includes those who self-report to utilities that they're having hardships, be they financial or COVID-related. Previously, most utilities had voluntarily agreed to extend the moratorium on shutoffs until the end of this month.
The St. Charles City Council voted unanimously to approve a $5 million incentive that will bring McGrath Honda to a 12-acre portion of the former Pheasant Run Resort. The Daily Herald reports the council also approved dividing the 46-acre property into three parcels for development.
The incentive is paid out over 15 years, and a big chunk of the money goes toward utility improvements. There's no word on what may land on the other two parcels. Cisco Coto News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.